took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We tackle a new topic, have live prayer, and I assign a task for today during each broadcast. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, Lord, defeat my enemies. Lord, defeat my enemies. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. Verses 14 through 17. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that today is Triple Threat Tuesday. This is where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. I'll give you more information about that before the end of today's broadcast, but you do not want to miss it. I also remind you that you can tune in live to Morning Motivation by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss this broadcast live, I leave your hot breakfast on the stove of my website, which is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Go to the Morning Motivation page and hear the broadcast that you missed. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 14 through 17. And I am reading from the KJV. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the water to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord right now for his word. What is our topic for this morning? Lord, defeat my enemies. This is the heritage you have promised us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In this word that we've read this morning, the Lord is letting us know that we are established in, through, by, covered by, underneath righteousness. It becomes our foundation, and because of that, it causes us to live far from oppression, far from fear, far from terror, not meaning that those things may not come by our doorstep, not meaning that those types of situations may not come into our home, but it means that they cannot reside with us. They cannot live with us because righteousness, in other words, the Lamb, the blood of Jesus being saved under his covering, has established our victory. He also tells us something that's very important in the next verse, verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together. He didn't say, behold, they might gather together against you. He didn't say it is a probability that some people may gather together against you. But he said, look, get prepared in your minds and in your spirits, because behold, your enemies, your haters, the gossipers, the backstabbers, the naysayers shall. In other words, they will. It is mandatory that they will come together against you. Now understand, this may be known enemies, or it may be those of your own circle, those of your friends, those in your family. It may be those whom you try to help, but they shall plot, they shall plan, they shall scheme, they shall look to overtake you. They shall devise wickedness against you, make up lies against you. They will try to scandalize your name, especially in today's era where we have social media. They'll make up lies and post it about you on Facebook. They'll post lies about you on Instagram and Twitter. They'll make up fake lies about you and whatever you do. Whether you are in ministry, you own a business, you are serving people, no matter where you go, they are there, the Lord said. And they will surely gather together. But look at what he said, it's not coming from me. So understand that although they gather together, they will not overcome you. They will not have the victory. They will ultimately fail, and their lies shall be put forth. Their unappreciative nature shall be put forth to all to see. Why? Because I've already established you in righteousness. God said, see who I am. I'm the person, hallelujah, who made, I'm the person who made the blacksmith. I'm the person who made the people who bring forth the fire and blow the coals into the fire. I'm the one who created the waters. I am God, he's saying to you. I'm sovereign. I'm the ruler of this world. I'm the author and finisher of your faith. I don't care who's coming against you. Don't forget who I am. Your God, your Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider. I am the one who comes in and who covers you. I'm the one who established you, put you on a rock, turned you around. I cleaned you up. I am God, regardless of who comes against you. You rebuke it and you stand strong. Why? Because he brought it home in that last verse. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Understand, he did not say that the weapons would not form. He did not say that they will not scandalize your name. He did not say that you won't have adversity. He did not say that you will not go through divorce, infirmity, illness. You will not go through financially bad times, or maybe bankruptcy. He did not say that your children will not have adversity. He did not say that maybe, you know, they'll never get in any kind of trouble. Maybe you have children who are incarcerated right now, or other family members who are incarcerated. Maybe you're going through within your own body right now, your own mental health. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're going through sadness. Maybe your marriage is on the rocks. Maybe your ministry is not going the way it should. You're having issues on your job. God did not say that the weapons would not form, but look at what he said. They will not prosper. Hallelujah. They will not prosper. In every tongue, not just some, not just a portion, not half, not three quarters, but every tongue that rises against you, God said in judgment, he'll condemn it, because this is your heritage. In other words, this is the legacy. This is what I have bequeathed to the servants I have devised. It is your legacy, just as a testator devising a will. This is the heritage of those who serve us, who serve the Lord, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, we're about to go into prayer this morning. And I know this word is already touching your spirit, because God knows I'm feeling this thing. But as we go into prayer, I want you to begin to call out into the atmosphere. All the lines are muted. No one can hear you. The names of the people whom you know are coming against you right now. Call their names out, because we're about to put the devil on notice. And then the ones you think are coming against you. And then any other weapons that are formed against you. And then the ones you don't even know, just say, Lord, even the ones I don't know. Because you said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Just begin to thank him right now. Begin to magnify the Lord wherever you are. This is your prayer closet. This is your war room. No weapon, 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 no weapon. Hallelujah. Formed against you shall prosper. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We magnify you because you are sovereign God. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the creator. There's nothing impossible for you. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin, asking you to create in me a clean heart, create in the listeners a clean heart, renew within us a right spirit. We repent of all the things we have done that not in accordance with your will. And we ask you to come in right now, move by your spirit, clean up our lives and our minds and our spirits, Lord God. Help us to love you and to desire to serve you with an unconditional, undying, everlasting love, the way that you love us. Now, Lord, we come solidifying this word this morning, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That if they form it, Lord God, that it shall turn back into the same path, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord God, that we are victorious even now. Father, that nothing that's put out there against us will come to fruition. It will not have victory over us in any way, whether it's on social media, whether it's in the circles that we travel, like our friends and families, whether it's against our jobs, our careers, our professions, whether it's against our family members, whether it's against our bodies, whether it's against our minds, whether it's against our finances, we speak that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that it won't even make it into the outer courts. It won't even make it from the purview of just the person who's planning it. But God, that you will shut every door that they try to take against us. You will shut every avenue that they try to use against us. You will bless us to find supernatural divine favor even now in the hands of those who would read, in the hands of those who would judge, in the hands of those who would see what they're saying. We speak that nothing they do, nothing they've done, nothing they're planning to do will ever be victorious, will ever materialize against us. This is the heritage that you have promised us. This is the heritage and the legacy of the servants of the Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, you said that if we would serve you, in Psalms 110, that you make even our enemies to be our footstool. Make our enemies be our footstool this morning, Lord. Father, you told us in 1 John 5:14 that if we approach you with confidence, asking anything according to your will and believing that you hear us, we have whatever we ask. Defeat our enemies. 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 No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against us. Hallelujah. Whoo, I almost started speaking in tongues. Shall prosper. Now, Lord, we count this prayer done. I come in agreement with everyone who's listening right now. In Jesus' name, say thank you, Lord. Come on, wherever you are, say thank you, Jesus, that my enemies are defeated. Come on and praise him. No one can hear you. The lines are muted. Say thank you, Jesus, that my enemies are defeated. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Amen. Hallelujah. I felt that thing this morning. Let me give you our announcements very quickly, then our task for today, because our time has run out. Come on and just stay in the spirit, praising the Lord. I mean, he's breaking chains for you. He has defeated your enemies this morning. Oh, go in peace. He's defeated the enemy. Hallelujah. I'm trying to control myself. I mean, I'm feeling this thing. Our announcements for today. Number one, remember today is Triple Threat Tuesday. This is where you get motivated, educated, and heard. You get motivated as you just have been this morning on the morning motivation broadcast. And then at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, my law office, Rossi Williams Law Group, health has our live You Be the Jury. I'm sorry, I'm so caught up. You Be the Jury broadcast. This is where you get educated and where you get heard. We have a hot off the press topic tonight. We have a new one every Tuesday. I get callers from all across the nation, and we actually deliberate on air because you, the callers, are the jury, and you come up with your verdict. This is going to be hot. So go to my law office website to get more information, the call-in number, how to tune in online and see today's topic. The law office is called RossyWilliams.com. C-A-L-L-R-A-W-S-I Williams.com. Call RossyWilliams.com. You do not want to miss it. I also want to tell you that you can follow me on social media on Facebook at Rossy Williams, and there's also at Morning Motivation. Rossy is spelled R-A-W-S-I Williams. So please connect with me on social media at Rossy Williams for Facebook, and Morning Motivation is also a page on Facebook. Now, our topic for this morning is, Lord, hallelujah, defeat my enemies. This is the heritage that you have promised us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Your task for today is to go in peace, because no matter what is formed against you, you know it cannot prevail. I will see you at 6:30 p.m. tonight for You Be the Jury by my law office. I will see you again at 6:30 a.m. Eastern in the morning for Morning Motivation. Make sure you share this broadcast. It will be posted on my Field of Fire website after 8 a.m. this morning. But let some other people know God has defeated their enemy. I love you, and I'll see you tonight. And then in the morning, it's 30 morning motivation. Have a blessed day.